right, starting off with the injuries. Andre Girard went out in the first half with a knee injury, and then Tony Pachos went out in the third quarter, coming out after halftime with the groin. So obviously we had some injuries up front in the offensive line. Some guys are mixing and matching, playing different positions, which I thought contributed to some of the ineffectiveness that we had on offense. When you look at this game, we knew what type of game it was going to be. We knew that this was an extremely good defense. They played very good on special teams, and they didn't make a lot of mistakes on offense. And we knew that we were going to have to go into this game. We were going to have to create some field position with our defense and create some field position with our special teams. We knew we were going to have to try to take the ball away, and we knew we were going to have to protect the ball on offense. And, you can't make the type of mistakes that we made against a good football team like this and expect to win the game. So we've got to do a good job of learning from this, maturing from this. The environment was a tough environment to play in. I think it was a great experience for some of our young guys to get that feel. And hopefully we'll learn from that experience, and we'll be able to handle this type of environment a little bit better next time we play in it. So the bye's coming at a good week, good time for us. We get a chance to get some rest. We get a chance to get back healthy and get ready for Pittsburgh.
Is this about the worst possible place this could have happened in terms of the offensive line?
Well, yeah. I mean, because as good as they are on defense, you want to have all your weapons, and you want to have all your guys up front to protect. But that's the National Football League, and we got to be able to adjust, and we got to be able to we got to be able to go out and function and play. And we weren't able to do that as a whole team today in the game. Well, I haven't talked to him yet, but I think health wise, I think he came out of it okay. I think, hey, listen, Terrell's a young, maturing quarterback, and as hard as it was for us to play the way that we did offensively, I think it's a great learning experience for him, and I think he'll be better for it when he gets put back in this type of environment again. I think he'll do a better job. Well, I don't know that it really limited what we could or couldn't do. I mean, it was a factor in the game. Obviously we had some trouble getting in and out of the huddle with the communication. We had some trouble with the snap count communication. So it was obvious it was a factor. I don't know that it limited what we could do. It just, it was a factor in the communication.
Now, with Rizal at center, he been playing there during the week as backup? Maybe he had been doing some of it.
No, we had been working Rizal mostly at center.
So the whole, anytime you went to silent count, that kind of thing, he was all...
Yeah, he'd worked it. I mean, we'd gone through it with him. But obviously he hadn't played a lot of center, so that's an adjustment for him. But we'll go back and look at the tape and see exactly where the breakdowns occurred. Usually when those things happen, when you have the sacks like that, it's usually a breakdown in a combination of areas. I mean, it's the routes, it's the quarterback seeing it, getting it out on time, it's the protection. So we'll go back and look at that and see where the breakdowns took place. No, I mean, I thought this was, getting him in a little bit more of a two-minute type of situation, getting him some more plays. I mean, let's not forget that, he's a young kid, and he's learning how to play the position, and he needs all the experience that he can get. So, obviously you don't want to take unnecessary hits, and you don't want to get anybody hurt, but, we're still battling, kicking, scratching, and clawing, trying to get back in this game, because you never know what can happen. Well, it's part of the learning experience. It's part of the learning experience. I mean, I think, he was under a lot of pressure for the majority of the day, and he's got to, he's still got to learn when to take those risks, all right, and when to give up on the play, get rid of the ball, don't take a hit, don't take a sack. But those are all things that when we get a chance to go in and watch a tape with him tomorrow, they're all teachable moments and learning experience for him.
The
injuries on the offensive line, not just in this game, but over the course of the weeks and months, have got to really be weighing on the offense.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's that's what I was saying earlier. I mean, you know, the bye week's coming at a good time. We get a chance to get some guys, healthy, get some guys rested. You know, hopefully the injuries that occurred on the offensive line today are not serious. And then hopefully we'll be able to get Wiz and Menelik Watson back out, if not the bye week, hopefully for the Pittsburgh game. So we'll see. But the big thing for us is to get rested up and try to get healthy.
Is this about as rough as an injury plague that you've had at one?
Listen, I mean, you know, it's pro football. I've been in this a long time, and you never know what's going to happen. I've been in situations where you lose your corners. I've been in situations where you lose offensive linemen. I mean, really what we got to do is, we'll evaluate where the injuries are, and we'll have to make whatever adjustments. But we've got a team of 53 guys, and that's what the NFL allows us to have. And we got to go out and do a job with those players, and injuries are part of the deal.
You had things going your way for a while in the first half. 7-0, but you were doing some good things on both sides of the ball. And then when you wound up going into halftime tied instead of leading,
I thought that was a critical point in the game. Another young player. We have the pass interference, down there in the red area, which, gives them a chance to have to get down there tight. And we were really in control of the game. I thought our defense was doing a great job against their offense and really in control of the game. But that's what happens. I mean, you just keep, they just keep putting the pressure on you and force you to make mistakes. And unfortunately, we made the mistakes.
Is this Chiefs defense reminiscent of any other team in the NFL to remind you of that, the way they put the pressure on
They're good. Well, they're really good.
How good are they?
I think they're really good. I mean, you look at them at every level of their defense. I think they're an exceptional defense. I'd put them at the top of the league. Where they fit in the top, I'm not sure, but they're a good defense.